I say that this is a great pick for the Supreme Court, and I look forward to doing everything I can to make sure he's confirmed. You know, I've had the privilege of arguing before Judge Gorsuch in the Tenth Circuit, and he's extremely impressive. He's well-prepared. He's thoughtful. He's a careful jurist. He's someone who's always read all the briefs and all the cases and statutes cited in the briefs, and he's shown a strong commitment to the text of the law and to originalism. So for those naysayers out there, I challenge them. Go through and read his opinions. And I challenge them to find anything in there indicating that he's anything other than a judge's judge.
Do you think, Senator, there are enough votes to confirm him, or is a filibuster right around the corner that you're already basically planning for right now?
Look, we're going to get this nominee confirmed. One way or another, it's going to happen. And this is a judge who's well within the mainstream, and he decides cases based on what the law says. We're going to get him confirmed.
May I ask you what questions you'll ask him during the hearing?
You know, I've got a whole lot of questions that I want to ask. I'm going to have to narrow them down from a long list of questions that I frequently ask judicial nominees. In many instances, I like to ask nominees what they think about various powers that have been delegated to Congress, including the power to regulate interstate commerce. Not necessarily because I'm looking for any particular answer, but because I want to hear how they analyze the question. The questions I end up asking him are going to depend in part on what other questions have already been asked, what he's already answered, and I'll narrow them down as the day moves forward when we have his hearing.
You knew Justice Scalia rather well as well. When you compare these two justices, what do you see as positives? Are there any negatives that might come to mind? How do you compare these two?
They're actually fairly similar. One difference that I can think of off the top of my head relates to their approach to something known as Chevron deference, referring to a case called Chevron versus NRDC. And it's referring to this deference that courts typically pay toward an administrative regulatory body's interpretation of its own regulations. And Judge Gorsuch appears to be a little more skeptical of Chevron deference than Justice Scalia was. And I see that as a good thing, because I see that as something that will reconnect the people with those who make their laws.
We saw this judge, Neil Gorsuch, stand up for religious rights in the Hobby Lobby case, but I know a lot of people would like to know how he would handle an abortion case should it come before him. I don't think one has already. Is that a question that, is that a litmus test, Senator, or should it be?
I don't think that is a litmus test. I don't think there is any one litmus test that people tend to follow. For some people, they'll want to see this case or that case overturned, or they'll hope that that might happen. I think it is much more important, however, to look at someone's overall approach to the law, how they view the text, whether or not they're eager and willing to delve into extraneous factors, including comments made on the floor of Congress or another legislative body in connection with interpreting a statute, or whether they do everything they can to read the text based on what the text says. That's the much more important part. What we want in a Supreme Court justice is not a policy advocate. What we want is someone who's willing to interpret the law.
So having said that, I probably shouldn't ask you this next question, but forgive me for asking it anyway. I know some people want to know what his thoughts are about the decision on same-sex marriage. Can we ascertain that from the decisions that he's written?
No, I'm not aware of any case he's been involved in or any opinion he's authored that would give us an indication of that. I don't believe he's been involved in any case of that sort while a judge on the Tenth Circuit.